And therefore, Spinoza is extremely important, not only in the history of philosophy, but also in the history of the study of the Bible in the modern era. When the Bible is now removed from its supernatural status, when it now is understood naturally in terms of its actual meaning, the Bible has lost that sense of sacredness, the sense of sanctity, the sense of never being touched. It was not removed from culture, it was now simply another cultural document to be described. Moreover, when the prophets speak about stories and fantasies, let us read them as they are. Clearly, the notion of miracles in the Bible is something else that clearly suggests that this is an irrational document. Miracles don't happen. They somehow offend our scientific sensibilities. Again, you can rationalize the miracles. You can come up with all kinds of excuses, as Maimonides had done. He argued that somehow God had allowed these miraculous occurrences to happen. But red seas don't split in ordinary ways. And you can try to find some kind of profound scientific explanation of this. But in reality, what is going on is that it is a miracle. Let us call a spade a spade. This is a miracle. Miracles are what primitive people who don't have education come up with to understand the world. Since they can't explain it, they call it miraculous. But for those of us who know better, therefore, the Bible needs to be challenged and thus understood for what it actually is saying. Clearly, when you begin to dismantle these assumptions that have held together so rationally the notions of Judaism up until the 17th century, the critique that now is being offered with respect to Judaism is devastating and leaves the real question, the defense of how one argues that one can remain a Jew, Jewish particularity, really in question. Having undermined the divinity of the Bible, there is also no justification for speaking about the notion, which is the cardinal principle of the Bible, that the Jewish people are the chosen people. The notion of a chosenness, of an election of Israel, simply can be understood as the chauvinistic strivings of the authors who created this Bible. But indeed, the reality that we know is that indeed there is no chosenness of any particular people. Every people imagines that they are chosen, that they are special, that they are unique. But we realize that the Jews are like any other human beings. When we subject them to a natural understanding, as opposed to a supernatural one, their notion of election has diminished, has disappeared. There is also no rationale in this context for observing the ceremonial laws. The ceremonial laws were tied up with a notion of theocracy. In a theocracy, God gave his representatives laws which were to be observed by all of the people. The meaning of the ceremonial laws is only to be understood in the context of a theocracy. When, however, the Jewish people in their land are destroyed, when the Jews have been removed to the diaspora, when they are living under the rule of other governments, whether they be Islamic, Christian, modern governments, the Dutch government, for example, there is no need to observe ceremonial law to somehow fulfill the wishes of the divine ruler. Moreover, there is no reason for accepting the authority of the rabbis. Rabbis are like any voluntary church. You can listen to them, you can hear what they have to say, they can move you, or you can be indifferent to them and to their injunctions. And therefore, no one needs to understand ceremonial law and the requirements, the mitzvot, the commandments of Judaism, as any longer binding. They are no longer binding. The only thing you must observe are the laws of the state. And therefore, what he has done with a major blow is to destroy the notion of God, the notion of miracles, the notion of theocracy, the notion of ceremonial laws, the notion of the authority of the rabbis, and finally, the stories of Moses, the historical account of the Bible. The prophets, these are fables. They were written because the Jewish people that heard this at Sinai were uneducated. They were the unwashed masses. They needed to be told stories. They needed to be told about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and their wives and their ancestors. They need these moral tales in order to make them moral. Yes, the Bible has a role to play for people who are idiots, where people who don't know any better, who people can't arrive at the truth of morality through their mind. For those who are uneducated, the Bible, through its fables and stories, can give them a sense of moral education, of moral purpose. But for those of us who are philosophers, there are more direct ways of getting at the truth and being moral. And morality, therefore, need not be tied up with this narrative called the Bible and the stories in the Bible and the truths that are allegedly conveyed in that Bible.